For decades, the patriots of Eastern Europe fought against communism. Despite the threat of imprisonment and near total censorship, they continued to speak out. They called themselves dissidents. Ultimately, they prevailed against tremendous odds. Now, at long last, American patriots are speaking out against the forces that are destroying this country. This program is the voice of those patriots. This is American Dissident Voices. Your host is Kevin Alfred Strong.
Those who listen regularly to this program know that I am steadfastly opposed to what is called the New World Order. That is, I am opposed to the establishment of world government via the United Nations and other international entities. The establishment of world government, which is taking place now and has been taking place since the war to impose the New World Order ended in 1945, will mean the end of American freedom. We have reached the point where the President of the United States feels more obligated to obtain United Nations permission for U.S. military action than he feels obligated to obtain authorization from Congress. Since we are so far down this dangerous road, I think it is wise to step back and look at the ostensible purposes of the United Nations and how well its actions stand up to its professed principles. One of those professed principles is opposition to genocide. That is, opposition to the attempted destruction of a people. Genocide comes from the root words genos, meaning race, and side, meaning kill. To kill a race is genocide. Let us look at the official UN definition of genocide. The following quote is from the United Nations Genocide Convention. Quote, Acts Constituting Genocide, Article 2. In the present convention, genocide means any of the following acts committed with intent to destroy in whole or in part a national, ethnic, racial, or religious group. As such, A. Killing members of the group. B. Causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group. C. Deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part. D. Imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group. And E. Forcibly transferring children of the group to another group. Close quote. Genocide, by the above definition, applies to national groups, including Americans, and ethnic groups, including people of European descent, in the United States and South Africa, as much as any other groups. It is my contention that the people of European descent of this world are the targets of a constant, consistent, systematic, sustained campaign of genocide with the intention of humiliating, subjugating, and eventually eliminating our people. This is being accomplished on two levels, by means of both overt and covert government coercion, by means of both an open psychological warfare campaign and, using sophisticated psy war techniques, a subliminal psy war campaign. Think about racial integration. The laws which formerly protected the freedom of association of different racial groups, who in all of recorded history have shown a strong tendency to segregate themselves and evinced a strong desire to live among their own kind and by their own values, all these laws were reversed by illegal decrees of a leftist Supreme Court until today. Freedom of association is virtually illegal, except so far in the bedroom. All human societies, and indeed all forms of higher life on this planet, require an exclusive territory for their survival. Nations and species both defend their territories, sometimes unto death, because that truth is graven upon their hearts at a very deep instinctual level. It is this inner knowledge of the need for an exclusive territory that makes us naturally group together along ethnic lines and makes our young men willing to fight and die to keep our territory, our country, for ourselves. We cannot survive unless we have a territory exclusively our own. Integration takes that away from us. According to Section C of the Genocide Convention, genocide is, quote, deliberately inflicting on the group conditions of life calculated to bring about its physical destruction in whole or in part, close quote. One look at the interracial murder and interracial rape statistics put out by the FBI is enough for any reasonable person to see that Americans of European descent have been under a constant physical assault, due in no small part to the promotion of integration. And integration has destroyed our criminal justice system. The guilty often go unpunished, or the innocent are persecuted, not on the basis of the evidence, but on the racial composition of the jury, which is acknowledged even by the news media to be one of the most important factors in the outcome of a trial. One particularly horrible consequence of integration is the forced taking of our innocent little children, some of them only 5 years old, and bussing them into the Third World War zones that so many of our cities have become, or bussing the warring gangs into our neighborhoods, all in the name of integration. According to Section E of the Genocide Convention, genocide is defined as, quote, forcibly transferring children of the group to another group, close quote. Even though decent and thoughtful members of many races have been against it from the beginning, our masters are now accelerating a push to promote interracial adoption as a government policy, opposition to which will be punishable by law. This also fits the definition of genocide under Section E. Section B of the Genocide Convention defines genocide as, quote, causing serious bodily or mental harm to members of the group, close quote. Bodily or mental harm. We've discussed bodily harm. What about mental harm? To be healthy, every child and every adult must have a positive sense of identity and self-worth. In the United States, our schools used to teach our children about the positive contribution of our race, which founded America and Western civilization itself. We taught our children to respect the cultures of other peoples, yes, but also to revere and honor our people's achievements, from the Iliad to Shakespeare, from Stonehenge to the transistor to the walk on the moon. And they were acknowledged as our achievements. But under the current regime of political correctness, it is considered evil to acknowledge the fact that ours is a European civilization. Our achievements may not be mentioned in class or textbook unless in the same breath an African, an Oriental, or a lesbian communist is given equal billing, and historical accuracy be damned. The desire of people to live among their own kind is called racism, and guilt for this imagined sin is inculcated among our young people in almost every book, television program, motion picture, or even computer game that is made available to them. They are told that their ancestors who built America and the West were wrong, and that only the communist-inspired civil rights revolution of the last few decades has finally set things right. They are spoon-fed a moral outlook on the world in which anything which tends to the survival and advancement of white Americans is deemed evil, and everything which tends to our extinction is deemed good. This alien morality, which does no race any good except our self-appointed masters, has grievously injured two entire generations of our people. It is sick. It is evil, and it is undoubtedly genocide, causing serious mental harm to the members of the group. Section D of the Genocide Convention defines genocide as, quote, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group, close quote. Ask yourself this question. What has been the demographic result of all the so-called feminist agitation of the last few decades? Has it resulted in a significant reduction in the numbers of third worlders now crowding our cities? Are illegal Mexican immigrant women or inner-city welfare mothers now taking up careers and foregoing children until they're nearly 40? Or is it traditional European American women who have decided that there are things more important than the creation and raising of the next generation of our people? We, as a people, are not even replacing ourselves. We are starting our families later, if at all, and few women have the 3 children necessary to maintain our numbers. The promotion of abortion on demand has also made little dent in the mushrooming population of non-Americans within our borders, but it has convinced many millions of our own people that slaying their children in the womb for no better reason than personal convenience is a good and laudable idea. A whole generation has thus been killed and will never see the light of day. The portion of the population of European descent is in precipitous decline. Other anti-birth policies include the media and government campaigns to promote and legitimize homosexuality. Is there an identifiable power structure within America which is, quote, imposing measures intended to prevent births within the group, close quote? You bet there is. We have not yet addressed Section A of the Convention, quote, killing members of the group, close quote. But when the New World Order boys have succeeded in disarming us with their so-called gun control laws, we shall see what their intentions really are in that regard. Also ongoing is a slow war against us now being waged in our inner cities. And there is also the fact exposed many times on this program that most of the wars of this century have been engineered for the benefit of the New World Order elitists. And it is our fathers, brothers, and sons who do the dying. Is multiracialism genocide? Yes, it is. Is multiculturalism genocide? Yes, it is. Is teaching minorities self-esteem while teaching whites sensitivity training genocide? Yes, it is. Is diversity indoctrination genocide? Yes, it is. Is toleration of illegal immigration genocide? Yes, it is. Is any non-white immigration, except perhaps for diplomatic and consular representatives, genocide? Yes, it is. Do anti-discrimination laws constitute genocide? Yes, they do. Do hate crime laws constitute genocide? Yes, they do. Does support of convenience abortion constitute genocide? Yes, it does. Does promotion of homosexuality constitute genocide? Yes, it does. Is suppression of information on racial differences genocide? Yes, it is. Is inhibiting research on racial differences genocide? Yes, it is. Is affirmative action genocide? Yes, it is. Is the subliminal or overt promotion of interracial sex on TV genocide? Yes, it is. It is not necessary to use gas chambers to commit genocide. Some of our own people find that in order to gain favor with a treacherous and disloyal elite, they find it to their own advantage to sacrifice the integrity of our country and our people for money or power. Some of our people would rather surrender and grovel than fight. As long as they are able to go along to get along, they pretend to ignore the decay and collapse of our civilization brought about as a direct result of the genocidal program being imposed upon us. I believe the day is coming when they must answer for their treason. If that day does come, and I believe it will, they will find their answers falling on deaf ears. Treason, how be it punished? Those who promote the New World Order today are the spiritual and in some cases the physical cousins of those who founded communism. Though the overtly communist attempt at world government foundered on its economic failures, we make a big mistake if we think that the danger is past. Those who created communism in the first place as an instrument for world control are very much alive, and their evil dream of world government is now being achieved. They have always been friendly toward communism, though they favor its objectives secretly. They use code words like restoring democracy while they impose communist tyrannies on South Africa and Haiti. They hate all races, but they especially hate our race, for our nations, once awakened, have the potential for defeating their evil schemes. Let us see whether or not the current plan for integration matches communist objectives. England's leading communist writer in the early years of the 20th century, Israel Cohen, had long-range plans for the race problem. He had this to say in his book, A Racial Program for the 20th Century, as reprinted in the Congressional Record for 1957, page 8559, quote, "In America, we will aim for a subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise to prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negroes will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause." Close quote. Well, there it is, straight from the horse's mouth. I want you to pay particular attention to the statement, and I emphasize, quote, "We will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex," close quote. Despite the collapse of the Soviet Union, the Soviet psychological warfare people, with the help of their agents of influence over here, have succeeded beyond their wildest dreams. I believe it is time to undo, by every legal means possible, the greatest Soviet psychological warfare triumph. In fact, it is the greatest triumph for any psychological warfare campaign ever waged: racial integration in the United States. Of course, the communist powerful allies helped, and these helpers are very much with us today in America. In 1928, communist writer Joseph Pagani was sent to the United States by Moscow with the mission of implementing the Soviet racial agenda in the United States. Writing in the communist newspaper, The Daily Worker, under the name of Joseph Schwartz, this communist laid out the communist program for the racial destruction of this country. The program was, quote, 1. Abolition of the whole system of race discrimination and ensuring of full racial equality. 2. Ensure the Negroes the right to vote. 3. Abolish all Jim Crow laws and forbid discrimination against Negroes in selling or renting houses. 4. Abolish all laws forbidding intermarriage of persons of different races. 5. Assure full integration of public schools and universities. Now, do these measures have a familiar ring to them? Of course they do. This is what became the American Civil Rights Movement. This was the blueprint. People tell us that integration will make us a better and stronger country. Do you believe that the Soviets would have done anything to make our country stronger or better? Do you expect me to believe that? To anyone who was gullible enough to accept all or any part of this agenda, I say this. Lenin had a name for you. He would refer to those in the West who consciously or unconsciously served Soviet interests as his, quote, useful idiots, unquote. At this point, we can expect to hear the whines, the bleats, and the snivels. I don't care if we were led by the nose on the race issue by the communists. It was still right. If you think that our fractured and disintegrating society is better, even for the blacks, than the strong, confident, prosperous, and peaceful America before the Civil Rights Revolution, then you are truly living in a dream world. Forced integration of widely differing peoples never works. It only destroys. History abounds with examples. I want all of you to remember this, too. Most of the Third World people who have been encouraged and allowed to come here are not America's real enemies. They are only taking advantage of a situation created by America's enemies. Their culture and survival, too, are in peril from the New World Order multicultural agenda. America's enemies are those who created and are pushing that agenda. I want you to understand these crucial concepts. America's future depends upon your understanding them. I encourage you to write today for our radio offer number 34. Radio offer number 34 includes the latest issue of our patriotic magazine, National Vanguard. In it, our writers and researchers document in detail the issues of politically correct fashion in thought and deed, and its disastrous results for America. The folly and treason of sacrificing American lives in Haiti, including an in-depth historical analysis of that anti-paradise in the Caribbean. The strategy and tactics used by the organized Jewish minority to undermine and control the Christian churches, and much more. There is no magazine in America that dares to tell the truth, as does National Vanguard. You'll also receive our informative booklet, What is the National Alliance?, which outlines our plan to restore our nation to its rightful owners. In addition, you will receive our research report, Who Rules America? Revealing the hidden side of media bias in America. For years you've known the media were biased. After reading Who Rules America, you will finally understand why they are biased. We will also send you our reports on gun control, why the politicians and the media are so frantic to disarm us. On AIDS, why the establishment is so desperate to keep the truth on this fatal disease hidden from you. Our report on Martin Luther King, you'll find out why a liberal judge has sealed the FBI's files on King's communist connections and adulterous behavior until the year 2027. Our report on the conservative movement and why it never really challenges America's enemies. Our report on how the foundations of our civilization are being undermined from within. And more. A total of 8 reports in all, plus the latest issue of National Vanguard magazine. All of this will be sent to each of you who sends us a donation of $20 or more to keep this program on the air and asks for our radio offer number 34. Send your gift to National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. That's National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA. Please remember to ask for radio offer number 34. Each of you who writes will also receive a copy of our big book catalog for patriots, containing over 300 books, audio cassettes, and videos that America's enemies don't want you to see. Our announcers will repeat our address in a moment. To to oppose the genocidal program of the New World Order. We must say some things that our masters have decided we are not supposed to say. They want to homogenize us all and destroy all races and nations to fulfill their dream of world conquest. To destroy national and racial identity and feelings is their number one goal, because such feelings are the major stumbling block in the path of one world. Instead of armies, in America, our enemies have conquered us by infiltration of our government and our media. They have conquered our minds, but they have not conquered all of us. Some of us know that we must oppose the genocide of our people. We know in our hearts that we are not haters, and that our struggle for freedom and independence is not based on a hatred of others or other cultures, for which we of course should show due respect, but instead on a love for our children and their children and the uncounted generations to come, and on a determination that the light represented by our Western civilization shall never be extinguished. Today's program was produced by Kevin Alfred Strom and Robert Thompson. Keep on thinking free.
You've been listening to American Dissident Voices,
a beacon of truth for patriotic Americans and for patriots of our Western civilization around the world.
American Dissident Voices depends upon the voluntary support of its listeners to stay on the air.
Please send the largest gift you can afford today.
Send $1 for a book and tape catalog listing over 300 titles that the controlled media don't want you to see.
Our overseas listeners can substitute two international reply coupons for the $1. For a gift of $12 or more, you can receive a high-fidelity cassette recording of today's program.
Please give us the call letters of this station, the subject of the program, and today's date.
Write to National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA.
That's National Vanguard Books, Department R, Post Office Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA.
That's National Vanguard Books, Department R, P.O. Box 90, Hillsboro, West Virginia, 24946, USA.
And until the next broadcast, this is Richard Cotton reminding you, as always, freedom is not free, free men are not equal, and equal men are not free.
This program is pre-recorded and comes to you from the United States of America.